General Manager for Canada at the World Championships. Jim Neal joins us. Jim, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Jim, I wrote an article last week looking at the depth chart for Canada, kind of picking and choosing which guys would be available. And I was, there's a lot of depth down the middle, of course, if every player said yes. When you look at your depth chart and you go through the process, how many players do you expect to say no, just based on previous conversations from injury or, you know, veteran players and such? Like, how do you make out your list? Do you go on guys we think will go or guys that are veterans and we'd rather have them first?
It's a great question. It kind of varies for everybody. It's a funny process because you go through it and you kind of look at some guys and think, well, out of respect, I owe him the phone call, but I don't think he's going to go. And you make the call, and they're like, you know what, I'd love to go. And then you'll have some other guy that you think, okay, this guy's a no-brainer. He should go. Be the best thing for his career. He should be excited about it. And you call him, and they don't want to go. So it really varies. You know, we make our lists up, and we're kind of going through that right now. You try to get the best players you can, and you just start going down the list and calling. And so far, we're getting some pretty good responses. I think what excites me is we're getting the new breed of the Canadian hockey player. You know, there's a bunch of guys that are under the age of 26 that it's going to slowly become their game for Canada. And that kind of excites me.
Yeah, Jim, you talk about that new wave. Is it your mindset you want to be out in front of that by maybe focusing where all other things are equal in terms of ability on some of these younger players for this?
Yeah, if you look over the last 5 years of the draft, there's been an influx of players. It's been amazing to watch some of these young players. You know, we always talk about how some of these young players won't be ready for the game yet. It's a men's game. And it's been amazing to watch some of these young players come in and how mature they are, how worldly they already are. You know, they've all played in World Juniors. They've played under 18 World Championships. Their skill level is so high. They're stronger than you think. And it's pretty exciting when you start looking at some of these younger kids, the potential that they have for Canada moving forward.
Jim Neal joins us. Jim, a few players right on your team, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, most people would assume would be guys that you'd be interested in wanting to ask. Oiler fans are curious about guys like Jordan Eberle, Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent Hopkins. I'm assuming those guys are on your radar?
Yeah, they're on our radar. We're going to make some calls to them. And, they're part of that next new breed of players. And, they're high-end players. You know, they've played in a lot of these tournaments, growing up. So I'm excited about some of these names that we're, slowly starting to make calls on.
At what point, Jim, do you maybe try and firm things up? Obviously, the Oilers aren't done yet. They've got games to play, so maybe you wait till then. But I assume you want a firm commitment or a no thanks as quickly as you can get.
Yeah, it's, you got to be careful because if you wait too long, these guys start to make plans. They got lives going on too, and some of them might want to, thinking, okay, if I don't get a call by a certain date, I'm heading over to Hawaii for a couple weeks, or, mm-hmm. They might have family commitments. So we're starting to slowly make calls now. We got our list, looking at our list pretty good, and we're starting to make the calls, as soon as today type of thing.
Okay. On your defense, Jim, what's your strategy as far as how you'd like to build your blue line?
Well, you like to have a nice mix. You need, you're over in Europe, you need puck movers. And even if you're in North America, to tell you the truth, you need mobile puck movers. And we're focusing on that. The problem is, it's like everything else, you can have your wish list, but you don't know how many you're going to get. So we're doing the same thing with the defense that we're doing with the forwards. We're trying to put the best group we can together. There's some good young defensemen. We want puck movers, guys that can move the puck well. You do need a little bit of size. You start getting into the cycle over in Europe. There's some stronger players in that, so you got to be careful that way. But definitely need guys that can skate and move the puck.
Jim, still on the topic of young players, let's go really young. Your thoughts on a guy like Aaron Ekblad of Florida. Remarkable that he stepped in like he has and performed the way he has. Is this the kind of player, this young, that you'd be interested in for this tournament?
Yeah, no, he's exactly the type of guys we were talking about earlier in our conversation. You see what he's coming into, what he's done down in Florida. I'm just amazed at the maturity level of these players. not only on the ice but off the ice, but for the how they handle themselves. And it looks like they've been in the league for 5 years already. So, you know, those are the type of players we're looking at. Some of those guys, you know, they're definitely on the radar screen. And I'm looking forward to seeing how many can commit. You know, there's still, it's funny, this is kind of a unique year. And I've already told Hockey Canada, I think, maybe get used to it. With the parity in the league, I've done this two other times, and you really, in the past, 2 weeks ago, we already kind of have knew who was in the playoffs and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. A lot of these games, a lot of these teams, is going to go down to the wire right till Saturday. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, which means you probably got to leave a few spots open because somebody in the West out of Winnipeg, Calgary, and L.A., and it depends if L.A. doesn't make it. That, you know, so many of those guys have played in the playoffs, they might politely say no, whereas a team like the Jets and the Flames have a lot of young guys who would definitely probably want to keep playing.
No, that's right. Now, that's where you just never know. And that's why you do have to keep those spots open. You know, it's the same thing out in the East. You know, Ottawa's had this great run. You know, it's the Pittsburghs, the Detroits, the Bostons, all these teams are on the bubble. It's going to be it's great for hockey. It's exciting. And it makes it a little bit different for us, you know, picking our team.
Jim, what, if anything, can you tell us about the coaching staff you want to assemble? Do you have a list made up? Do you have the set of phone calls you want to at least make first?
Yeah, well, we have a list. You know, slowly, you know, once again, I get back to, with so many teams still being in the mix, it was it's kind of been a slow process that way. And so we've got our list. We're slowly starting to see it kind of, you know, teams are slowly getting picked off. So we're going to have a good coach. You need to have a good coach over there. It's a short tournament. You know, they have to be organized. They have to go get, you know, this team up and running pretty quick. So that's where we're fortunate. We got great coaches in Canada, and we're going to have some good coaches.
Jim, I want to talk a little bit about your Dallas Stars season. Obviously, the injury to Tyler Seguin really hurt your team. When you look back, what else went wrong for your team that you're going to be on the outside looking into the postseason?
It was really the start to our season. We got off to a terrible start. And I just been working on some stats. And since December 13th, our record's 29-18-5, which is a 100-point pace. And so, you know, what took place from the first of the season till the first of December really cost us the year. We dug too big of a hole. We kind of had this, coming into training camp, I could see it. Lindy and I talked about it. You know, we made the big trade for Spezza and for Hemsky, or the signings for Hemsky, and, you know, had a good run last year. We're a pretty young team, and there was kind of that mentality, we're going to be pretty run and gun. And as you all know, it doesn't matter. In the NHL, you still got to play good defense. And we got ourselves in trouble early. They didn't want to buy into it. We weren't playing good enough team defense. And by the time we realized it, now we played the way we should, but it ended up costing us the season.
You know, Jim, it's, you know, goals against, I think, would be the one element you talked about. Maybe players didn't buy in. You've got to play defense. You talked about your record really improving, but, you know, you're still, I think, second highest in 5-on-5 goals against. That's something you got to cut down. Was it goaltending? Is it team defense? Is it youthful defensemen? What has to improve so your 5-on-5 goals against go down next season?
It's really the combination of all of them. You know, we brought in 4 young defensemen. We made a lot of changes in November. You know, we moved Gonchar, Kevin Connaughton. I moved Brendan Dillon. We brought in 4 young defensemen that played in our team in Austin that won the Calder Cup the year before. And with that, there's going to be some growing pains. But in the end, goaltending's got to be better. The defense has got to be better. And the forwards got to be more responsible. It's really a team mentality that we have to buy in earlier, and we're doing that now and having success. It's just we took too long to buy into it.
And Jim, when you look at a whole team roster top to bottom, sometimes, I mean, it looks like to me you've got a basis with your forwards. When you start with Ben and Seguin, you're pretty good. You mentioned the 4 young defensemen. With that position especially, is it a matter of patience? And how about goal? Is that someplace where you might have to look?
Well, you know, you talked about patience, and that's unfortunately in the sports business, it's a word that kind of gets thrown out the door half the time. You know, we all talk about it, and we all believe in it, but if you don't live it and stick with it, it's hard to get better. And that's what we're trying to do here. We have to be patient with these young defensemen. You know, we got this Johan Klingberg. He's an up-and-coming star. He's going to be a great player for us. You know, we have Patrick Nemeth, who was injured. We had two bad injuries this year. Patrick Nemeth and Dalen Akushkin, we lost for the whole season. They just have come back now. That hurt us. And so it's really, you know, it is patience. And it's a tough thing for franchises to live by. You know, people don't want to hear that. They want to see wins, and I don't blame them. But you have to go the course. And we have to shore up our backup goaltending. Really struggled. We just never really been able to find anybody that's kind of come in and, you know, win those. You need 8 or 10 wins from your backup goalie, and we just haven't had that over the last year and a half.
Jim Neal, general manager of the Dallas Stars, also general manager for Hockey Canada, joins us. Jim, one guy who's been a pleasant surprise for you, and you know, I think very quietly should be in consideration for the Calder Trophy, defenseman John Klingberg, who's got 39 points. He's +3 on a team that gives up a lot of 5-on-5 goals. He's only 22 years of age. I hadn't heard much of him. You know, just came over from Sweden. Had played 3 games in the AHL last year, and boom. Has he been a surprise for you, Jim, or are you expecting him to come in and contribute this much?
Well, we knew that he was going to be good, but we didn't think it would happen this soon. He was over here actually a year ago when I first got hired. He came over to play in the playoffs, and after the playoffs down in Austin, he came over to play and our farm team and talked to him. And I said, you know, we talked about coming over next year, getting it going to North America, and he was just... In the end, he just wasn't ready yet. He just said, you know what, I need to go back to Sweden. And one thing I've learned is if a player just isn't quite ready yet, the better to go where they're comfortable and let them go play and, you know, grow that way. So we let him go back to Sweden. He did that. And to his credit, his game took off. It was the best thing for him. He, I guess it's that patient word again. And he went back to Sweden, was one of the top defensemen in the Swedish Elite League. Came back over here, and his game has just taken off. We put him in the minors to start the season, and after 10 or 12 games, it was just time for him to come up. And that's when I started to make the changes to our back end. You know, I knew that he could replace Sergei Gonchar, and so we started to kind of change the look of our back end.
Interesting what you said, Jim, where Klingberg said, hey, I'm not ready. How many players are honest enough? Because I think players might say, well, I got to say I'm ready because that's likely what they want to hear. You know, that's got to take a lot of courage from because some, you know, a lot of organizations, a lot of people think, well, I've got to get there right now. Do you find often that players will be honest about where they're at or do most just, you know, because they all want to be in the NHL? Was he an exception to say, no, I think I deserve another year of seasoning in Sweden?
I think that's where if you've got an open line of communication and you're honest both ends, he didn't think he was ready. You know, I was honest with him that you're not ready for the NHL. You're going to spend time in the American League. And if I could have that open line of communication, and in the end, you know, what's best for the player? What's going to make him become the best player he can be? And it's not what's the best thing this year or next year. It's what's the best long-term thing for him? And I think that's the mindset you have to have.
Jim, still with patience, it's interesting, the transition you've made to Dallas. People outside the game long looked at the Detroit Red Wings as the model for that. Of course, it's easier to be patient when you're in the playoffs year after year and you've got the organizational depth. Do you have to catch yourself now in a different situation to remember that while it might be a tougher sell to the fans and even the front office, that you've got to wait, and if you rush, it probably is going to lead to something you don't want over the long term.
You're dead on. that's the toughest challenge. And you can't speed up Mother Nature. You know, some guys are ready at 18 years of age, 20 years of age, 21, 22. Some guys aren't ready till they're 25, 26. And there's the pressure of the fans, it's the pressure of winning, it's the pressure of ownership, you know, management, coaches, it all comes into play, but in the end, you got to stick with it. And if you don't, most of the time it doesn't work out.
And lastly, Jim, I know it's happened before that players who were playing junior ended up going to the World Championships. A lot of people wondering, Connor McDavid, if in fact Erie got knocked out, what would be the timeline that would be the final deadline before, you know, a guy like that could possibly be invited if his team got knocked out?
Yeah, the tournament starts May 1st, so we don't need to have our roster set by May 1st. Okay. I've reached out to Connor's agent just to say, hey, you know what, right now I know his focus is on winning the Memorial Cup, and it should be. Hopefully they do it. All the best to him. But if something happens, they are beat out, you know, give us a call, see where it's at. I know he's had a busy year, a lot of pressure on the young man. You know, World Juniors, he was injured for a while. He's got the combine coming up. You know, it's a lot going on. So we've had open discussions with his agent, and we're just going to kind of keep in touch.
Okay. Jim, always great to talk to you. Best of luck with Team Canada.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.